I give up on living with more negatives than positives. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I give up on living with more negatives than positives. Seems like a good idea, doesn't it? Seems like a good idea to live in my life with more positives than negatives. But how do I live in my life with more positives than negatives? So many things come up in my life that say to me, hey, this is not too cool. Hey, this is tough. Hey, this is rotten. Hey, I don't like this at all. Hey, come on. Let's get out of here. Let's get away from this activity. Negative, negative, negative. Yeah, those are negatives. Anytime we run away from something, we're doing a negative thing. Let's get out of here. I don't like this place. I don't like this. And what should you say? What should you say when you're in a situation that is not pleasant or that is negative? Well, what you say is, all is in divine order. It's tough. It's real tough. It's tough to say all is in divine order when you're experiencing something that's just pushing your negative buttons right down to the button, just shoving them right through the panel. Yes. What can you do? You can say all is in divine order. Well, that's nice. And what happens when you say all is in divine order? Well, you think you're making a joke out of yourself. You think you're telling yourself something that's not true. You think yourself giving yourself a runaround, and you are. You're giving yourself a runaround, and you're running around in just the right way. It's not running away from something. Anytime we run away from something, every time we try to escape something, we just make it worse. We just make whatever the condition is that we've been experiencing a less desirable situation in our life. I give up on living with more negatives than positives. I make that my choice to live with more positive than negative. Now, you see, we could even make that statement a better statement. I give my life more positives than negatives. I give my life more positives than negatives. I speak more positive things than I do negative things. I call things good where nobody in their right mind would ever call them good. All is in divine order. Here I am sliding down the ice. And as I'm sliding down the ice, whoops, there's a crack in the ice ahead. And if I don't stop, I'm going to go right into the water, into that ice-cold water. And I say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Well, that doesn't help anything. What you say is, all is in divine order right now. And as you're sliding along, all of a sudden you hit a snag, and it sends you off away from the crack in the ice. Now you say, oh sure, Herb, you can make up all sorts of ideas to make something come out right while you're talking about them. But in reality, they don't happen that way. My friend, in reality, they happen that way all the time. And we don't give them credit for happening. We don't give credit for all in divine order happening in our life as it happens because we take it for granted. We take it for granted when we speak our word and something good happens and all works out in divine order, and we say, well, naturally. And whenever we start thinking about something negative, and then we want to think about something positive, it's not too easy because our negative thoughts are quite dominant. And so we want to think of something positive in a positive way. And how can we do that? So, as I said, you're sliding down the ice and you say all is in divine order and you hit a snag and it sends you away from whatever was danger. Now, could you have imagined that you would hit a snag? Could you have imagined that and so what you do, you take your skillful skating and you do a pirouette and you do a slide away and you move away from that dangerous part of the ice. We're doing that all the time. We're moving away from the dangerous part of the ice because we have learned how to conduct ourselves on ice skates. We have learned how to conduct ourselves on any circumstance in life. As unusual as it may seem, we've learned how to conduct ourselves. We have the ability within ourselves to think. We have the ability within ourselves to use our intelligence. We have the ability within ourselves to use our mind for any purpose we want to use it. And if we want to use it in a negative way, well, then we will have negative experiences. If we want to take that same experience and use it in a positive way, we'll have a positive experience. I choose to have a glass of water, and there's no water around. And so I say to myself, I choose to have a glass of water, and lo and behold, I have this glass of water. Lo and behold, my body is satisfied with the water. Lo and behold, everything is in divine order. Oh, come on, that simplifies it too much. No, it doesn't. Just think, you would like a glass of water, and you're in a million of people, and are these people drowning, or are these people dying for lack of water? Are they? Think about it. Think about it. This world is always in abundance. This world is always overflowing with good. This world is always in divine order. When I choose to make that my first and only attention, I say all the world is in divine order. All the world is in divine order. All the world is functioning beautifully. All the world is going along just fine. And as I look for the world going along just fine, I find it is going along just fine. As I look for the world going along just fine, I find that all of the things that I had been experiencing before, which were not fine because that's what I was looking for, are no longer there. Those things that are not fine are no longer any part of my life because I do not choose to speak my word and empower them to exist in my consciousness. And existing in my consciousness is where they exist only and always. When I choose not to have them exist in my consciousness, I choose what I want to exist in my consciousness. Now, think about the good in life. Think about a healthy body. I have a healthy body. I have ideal complexion. I have ideal organ action functions of my body. My body is going along just fine. Think of that. Think of that. Think of that. Think of that. That is a positive thought that I choose to think about. That is a positive thought I choose to. I give up on living with more negative than positive. I give in to living more positive than negative. And as I have my concentration on that which I want to experience, perfect health, then perfect health is what I experience. I live in my ideal body. I like me. I like me. You say, Herb, you're saying these things all the time. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Yes, it is so wonderful. I'm saying these things all the time. And I'm experiencing these things all the time. And everyone in my world is experiencing these things all the time because that's all I know about them. Oh, they say they want to check this out or they want to do that. I say, yeah, but all is in divine order. Oh, Herb, come on, be more helpful. Don't you have some great energy power within you that can heal us, that can change our life, that can bring forth these things in our world? Oh, I sure do. Well, why don't you use it? I am. Well, I'm not experiencing it. Well, you don't choose to experience it, and you don't experience it. When do you want to experience all is in divine order in your life? When? Well, you say, right now. Okay, then start putting that as the cause in motion in your life right now and experience it right now. But it doesn't work that way. Yes, it does. I just got done telling you so many times in so many ways, and just this a few minutes ago, that you, by putting a cause in motion for yourself, experience a cause response in your life. You have the affect and the effect, whatever it is that you want in your life. Now, what do you want in your life? Do you want to have unhappiness in your life? Well, then experience it. Do you want to think that nobody is doing what you ask them to do? Well, then experience it. Why don't you try experiencing everyone does everything you ask them to do immediately? We have a little pixie that's here on campus. We call her Anita. And she is a most amazing girl. She's a most amazing woman. She's a most amazing divine being. Because everything we ask her to do, instantly she responds to it, instantly she does something on it, and if not instantly, you can be sure that whatever you ask her to do, it is done. Not that you have to tell her a dozen times, not that you have to wish, not that you have to say please. You just say, it'd be nice to get the backyard mowed. And before you even get done saying it, she's got the mower out there mowing the backyard, and in 10 seconds she's got it done, and then she's back to whatever she was doing. Now, she's not a slave. She's not a drudge. She's not somebody who just has to jump when everybody else says jump. She's just a person that flows with the program. And the program is everything is in divine order. Everything flows smoothly and wonderfully. And if she doesn't have time to do something, she'll say, I'll get to that. If she doesn't have time to do something, she won't say, you're giving me too much to do. You're telling me to do too much. She gets out her list and she writes it down. And then she says, when I have time, I'll get to that. Or I'll put that on my program. See, now, this will be number 4 on my program today. Or I'm going to have that on my program for tomorrow. She doesn't get shook. She doesn't get ruffled by whatever life throws at her. And you know why? Because, number 1, she doesn't have to do any of these things. But she does it because it's a pleasure in her heart and a pleasure in her life. And if any time she feels she's being overloaded, she just says, hey, I'm going to go on my swing in the backyard, and I'm going to sit with my little iPod, and I'm going to listen to some beautiful music, and I'm going to have Rex at my feet and little love in my lap and Sammy cuddling next to me on the swing, and I'm just going to feel so peaceful. And who knows, 5, 10, half an hour later, she gets off the swing, and then she is a new person because she has regenerated herself. She has told herself, you're wonderful. You're fantastic. I like you, Anita. I think you're wonderful. Now, we can all say that. I say that. Ellen says that all the time. Ellen sits at her desk and she looks at her computer and her computer's not working. And she says, now, what is this all about? And she says, there's something simple to be the reason for this. And then, do you know what the reason was? The power got turned off by the power company for some reason, and in the neighborhood it's off, and so she had to just be patient, do other things, until the power came back on before she could use her computer again. And she even called the man who does our computer stuff, and she says, hey, our computer's not working. And he says, oh, I'll get right to it. And so the power comes on and everything comes on. And before you know it, she's using her things. And then she calls her webman and she says, hey, the power is on. Thank you very much. That was the problem. Everything's working fine now. And he says, you're welcome. And he doesn't discuss it. He has 1,000 other things to do. He says, you're welcome. Glad to hear that it's all taken care of. Otherwise, I'd have that on my mind as something I want to do. You see, whenever we put positives in motion, all of the positives take place in our life. All the joys take place in our life. All the worthwhile things take place in our life. All the good stuff takes place in our life. And life is wonderful. But if we give power to the negative, if we empower that which we don't want, if we empower the negative, then that's what has to be. Because that's what we have said, that's where our attention is. And if we empower the positive, if we look to the positive, if we think to the positive, and we love the positive, you gotta accent the positive, eliminate the negative, accent the positive, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. That's an old-time song. It's a fun song, and it sure had a lot going for it. And that's where we are today. You and I, we are living in the positive. We're living in the joy. We're living in the beauty. We're living in the wonder. We're living in the magic. We're living in all that is good. And we say to ourselves, all is good and very good. And how wonderful that is. How fantastic that is. How joyous that is. But it only happens because we make a concerted effort to put the positive in motion. We make a concerted effort to make everything that we do a joyous, positive thing. And as we make it a joyous, positive thing, that's what we experience. And when that's what we experience, life is filled with such joy, with such wonder, with such magic, such happiness. And we'll all know that everything is in divine order now. And we'll hit that little snag in the ice, and it'll redirect us onto safer ice, onto safer ground. Accept that as your reality today, and know that it is my reality too. I love you. I love you. I love you.